What happening, man?
What's going on?
What y'all think about that draft?
Let us know.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Too short.
Too tall.
In the building.
In the flesh.
Y'all know how we do.
Hey, man, we ain't left since last time.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Still at the trap house.
I literally train my clients from right here.
We just sit down now.
I don't even get up.
Season.
Yeah, season.
You know what I mean? Right. We've been doing it for so long.
Right.
Just season.
Right.
You know, that Lowers.
Yeah.
I know we ain't gonna get off. We ain't gonna get off on tangents.
They don't know about Lowry, Z. They don't know about Lowry.
No. Here's the crazy thing.
They don't know about Lowry.
Here's the crazy thing. They don't know about season socks. What? They don't know about season socks.
Hey, I will say this. If you, I'm on the grill. I'm a grill master.
Listen to him now. He be grilling.
I'm a grill master now. I grill, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm not a master on my Komodo Joe yet.
Listen to him. That's how you know he be doing things.
What?
Komodo Joe.
I ain't a master.
They already don't know what Lowry's is.
Hey.
Y'all know what Komodo Joe is.
I ain't a master on that Komodo Joe, but hey, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I joined the Komodo Joe group on Facebook so I can get all the old head tips and tricks. I can't be the old head that don't know how to grill and smoke meat for my daughter and her friends. I want them to come over and have them special requests.
Yeah, daddy making the...
Yep. Is Bryn's dad making... It's Mr.
You want that. Mr. Tucker?
Yeah. I want baby girl to have her friends. I want to have that signature dish.
Yeah. Sunday dinners.
Right. Do it all, you know?
Okay.
My wife's mac and cheese made it to the Thanksgiving request. Yeah.
That's
so
big.
So I told her.
That's big.
We've been married 10 years. At year 6, it made the cut. The first 2 years, they wasn't requesting it. Third year, fourth year, they was like, is Ashley making that mac and cheese?
It's a staple now.
Right,
now.
By year 6, they was like, Ashley, you got the mac and cheese? They started, you know what I'm saying, telling everybody what they were
Everybody
making.
Can't make the mac and cheese now.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
They can't.
You can't do it. And don't try no new recipes,
bro.
At Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Now, you better have made it 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times.
It better not be the first time.
Throughout the year, from December to October.
Don't bring no new stuff to the menu, man.
Practice. But back to the Komodo Joe. Yeah, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm inconsistent with my brisket right now.
Okay.
I feel like I do all the same things. I wrote down my procedures. And one time I had a cook perfect meat just cutting this just melting. But my bark wasn't right.
Okay.
The next time my bark was perfect.
But it was...
It's like the fat didn't render enough in the meat.
It probably something small, bro.
Bro, I feel like what it is sometimes is like... The humidity, something inside the dome just be different sometimes.
Yeah, it's probably something.
So I just... But
something
I small. I try... Usually summertime and fall, I make a brisket once a month to practice a... Hey, I do what I preach now.
Yeah. I ain't making no brisket.
You're going to do what I preach.
I'm doing chicken wings. Shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
Steaks.
Can't do that.
That's what I'm doing.
You doing something.
Hey, I see Penix coming up. Hey, Falcon fans. Think long term. Don't think about right now.
How you feel about it? He went at 8. 8, I think. I think he went at 8.
To the Falcons?
I think, yeah. How you feel about it?
I feel like it was a wrench that was thrown into the draft. I think it was. I wasn't expecting them to pick him there, or even pick a quarterback, to be honest, because they just got a quarterback. But I can see the long-term picture, but I can also see the we trying to win right now, go get somebody else that's going to help Kirk Cousins. Yeah. Or maybe even on the defense, you know what I mean? Kirk got what?
He got a 4-year deal, but 2 years guaranteed. He got $100 million guaranteed, and that $100 million would be paid out over the first 2 years.
Man, I feel like Kirk gonna turn up, though. So what happens if Kirk turn up and...
Phoenix is good. That Kirk only gonna turn up for a short period of time. Look at his record.
I know.
What we say?
But it's a new pattern.
What we say, though? Patterns.
It's a new, you know,
patterns
it's a new
over
spot.
Potential, bro.
It's a new spot.
Kirk is like a 60%.
He gonna
50,
pull an
55.
Aaron Rodgers. He gonna come out there and be an Aaron.
And get hurt?
Nah. I'm not saying get hurt.
Oh.
I'm just saying he's gonna turn it up, especially now he knows somebody else right behind him. That might be even better.
I think it is. Bro, I think it is.
Put some fire under his butt.
Look at what they did. They were in the mix late with no quarterback play, bro.
Yeah, I know.
London finna have the best year Pitt's gonna have the best year he's had.
And London. Both of them.
Hey, but let me tell you something. Y'all better run the ball. Y'all got Bijan and y'all not running the ball?
They got him for a passer.
Eric.
They throwing the ball.
Eric, they better get a ball to Bijan.
That was just crazy.
Like, what are we doing?
That don't even make sense.
No, it makes none. Like, what are we doing, bro? We got to do better.
But, I mean, the rest of the earlier picks before Penix, I feel like everything was kind of spot on of what I thought was going to happen.
And people was like, man, no defensive guys, but... The thing is, like, obviously, you know, the league wants points. And you better draft a quarterback. You need
you
a quarterback.
To.
I mean, you got to have a franchise guy. So if you drafted one 3 years ago and he not in, and you got another draft, guess what? You better go ahead and draft another one.
Yeah. I was just, like I asked you this morning, I was surprised that ain't no DBs get picked earlier. Like.
Why?
I'm just saying, the previous drafts, I done seen DBs get picked top 10, top 15. When the first one go?
Well, I think this year there wasn't just what's his name from Toledo? I mean, yeah. He went – where'd he go? Terrion Arnold, I know he went to Detroit. But you had Buddy from Toledo went first.
DB. So we ain't have a...
Not in the top 10.
We ain't have a DB, a corner go until 22. Mitchell went to the Eagles. Boy, the Eagles is going to be something stupid.
Are they, though?
Why not?
Are they, though? Yeah, they should have been something stupid last year, E.
Yeah, we know how it goes.
Slay and Bradbury, you got an All-Pro, and you should have been something stupid last year.
It's always the same, right? I understand.
It's up here.
I know it.
They have issues. They want to say they don't have issues. They have identity issues, which means they have leadership issues.
Right. They're like the Cowboys.
If you ain't got no identity, you ain't got no leader. That's their issue.
And I knew the Cowboys was going to pick a lineman.
And Parsons, Parsons got to go, bro. He mad the Eagles got a certain pick. Like, Parsons, bro, like,
he be on
stay
some
off
stuff.
The pods, bro.
He be on some other stuff.
He's something else, bro.
Yeah, but we had one cornerback at 22. Another one at 24.
Yeah.
And one at 30.
I mean, that's three.
Three in the first round.
That's three. That's about right. You're going to get your offensive line. They always going to your tackles, your guards, you can't pass up on them. Them guys
play. Oh, yeah, the Cowboys ain't never going to pass up on the offensive line.
They not.
They always going to get a center or a
guard,
tackle. Golly.
I laughed because deep down I was like, they about to break their pattern.
No.
They finna go and just get them. They finna get them. They did not. They did not, bro.
It's the same.
And then I was asking Devin, I was like, man, do Dallas believe in Dak's backup?
Who is his backup?
Buddy from the 49ers, man.
Ooh, Trey Lance?
Yes, Trey. I said, do they believe in Trey or do they draft? Devin was like, they need to get a quarterback, man. It's time. What are we doing? They just going to ride Dak out for another.
He say they're going to try to get Shador.
That's what I think. That's what I think. I think they're going to let Dak go hit the market next year, and they're going to do everything they can to be in the place for Shador.
So they're going to have to be the first pick.
Shador not
going to
be.
Huh? come on. Shador, they're not going to allow that.
No, Shador not going to be. Oh, to send him to
they're
Dallas?
Not gonna allow,
what you mean? They let Worthy go to the Chiefs. They allow it all, E.
How you let Patrick
get? Hey, did the Bills trade for that pick? I was actually grilling.
Listen to
him. Did they get
Worthy
that from the Bills
Chiefs.
Or no?
Man, I really hope Worthy do his thing, though. I really do.
Bro, the Buffalo Bills traded to let Kansas City move up to get Worthy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Bills moved out
of the first round.
Of the first round to let the Chiefs, the team that been whooping your ass
year after year. Here you go. Get better.
What is that?
I don't know. But I did.
You just lost Stephon Diggs. You just lost Diggs. You don't have
I forgot.
What's his name?
Who?
The other receiver.
Davis.
Davis.
I think they only got like a
the tight end. The rookie.
There was a rookie receiver they had last year.
They ain't got
who? Knox.
Nah, they got the tight end from Utah last year.
Did they? They got some holes.
But you, I
wasn't even.
Why not?
Thinking about that.
You sit in that spot and get Worthy with big arm, Josh Allen.
That would have been smart.
I can throw the length of the field with
that
this.
That would have been smart.
Oh.
Dang, I didn't even think about that. I don't know. I don't know, Tuck. I seen the Chargers ain't had a first round pick since 2016.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
How you feel about, like, do you think that the reason why, I don't know, I feel like they knew Jaden was going to go to Washington. That's been set in stone over a month now.
Yeah.
Because Kelly accidentally said it.
Who, Chip? Or which Kelly?
Kelly, his coach from LSU.
He slipped up and said it.
He accidentally.
They be knowing.
He accidentally said it, bro, like a month ago. He was like, oh, man, he's going to be great for Washington. And then kept on.
They be knowing. That's why I say, why are you taking the whole 10 minutes? Yeah. Bears?
Well, they didn't.
Y'all know who y'all picking? Come on, everybody know.
I'll be honest. I knew at the last minute when I was looking at the Giants was on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't really gotten on the offense and they didn't pay Daniel Jones $180.
Something.
I said, they finna go back to LSU. Eli had Odell. They finna give Daniel Jones Malik Nabers. I knew it was coming, bro. I knew it.
Who else the Giants got at receiver?
They had a tight end.
Waller
and they had they got Buddy Hyatt.
Somebody.
They drafted Hyatt last year.
But they got somebody else, too. Dang.
They drafted high last year.
Okay, but that makes sense, though.
I knew they was going to go get, yeah, neighbors. I was like, I just felt that coming again, having their quarterback is paid. Let's get the next Odell.
That's right.
Even though I don't think he Odell.
Nah.
But.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
Yeah, we'll find out. Know.
There's still a time of not knowing.
And I know what they're saying. What you mean? They don't know what they're talking about. You got, I know neighbors broke all the records, but what does that mean?
It don't mean none of it means nothing.
Bro, I saw a crazy stat. That quarterback was that went to Washington. What's his name? No, man, went to Daniels, Jaden.
They got drafted to Washington.
Yeah, bro. They say he had what 12,000 career yards. Over 3,000 rushing. Stats is crazy. Right. 3 years at Arizona playing, right? He played, and he played early, too.
Yeah.
Freshman year.
Yeah.
2 years at LSU. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We ain't playing now.
Hey, I tell you what, though. Y'all see? What y'all know about Any Given Sunday? Hey, put up that picture. Put up that picture on Any Given Sunday when Willie Beeman was backing up the starting quarterback.
On the sideline.
They say that's what how it's going to be at Atlanta with Cousins and Penix.
I can see it, though. I can see it.
They say Willie Beeman is Penix.
I can see it.
He going to be in there with Cousins.
Oh, Cousins better not let him get a sniff of the field.
He can spin it. That's what's scary.
Because once he get on the field, he ain't going to give it up.
He can spin it.
He ain't going to give it up. I just don't see it.
You know what pick I'm really kind of intrigued with? I'm really interested to see when the big quarterback from Tennessee
gonna go.
Goes and where. I keep getting these. Like, I keep reading little reports about how he just way better. They feel like he's a better prospect than AR. And AR looked good in the league when he played.
Yeah.
When he played,
yeah,
he looked really good. So they saying like this kid is gonna be like they saying that better he's a better prospect than AR. But it'd be interesting
we'll see.
To see where he goes and what team is finna put a little pressure. Cause Joe Milton. Is big. Big old cat, and he can throw the ball 80 yards. Like, he got a big arm. And so I'm interested to see where he lands and what heat he about to put on whatever quarterback.
Whatever team he go to. Right. How you feel about the Bears, though? Like.
That's what we should be talking about.
Like.
I'm sorry, y'all. I hope. I don't ever wish bad. Don't take my opinions on me wishing bad or being a hand.
Right.
Context clues.
Right.
H-A-N. What's a hand? I'm not a hand. I'm not a hand. Okay? I'm not a believer in Caleb's. I hate his body language, bruh. I hate Caleb's body language.
He's too cool for school.
I don't like his mannerisms. I don't like the way he talk. I know y'all can say what y'all want to say about me. That I'm just giving you my real opinion when I hear him talk, his mannerisms. I don't like none of it, bro.
Too cool for school, man. You know what I mean? Don't want to wear the team. I don't know. I don't want to say he's not a team player, but. You know, everybody dressed one way. He want to dress
combine.
A different. Yeah, he want to dress a separate way. Ah, I really feel like they should have just kept Fields, like, and do what they doing. Do what they did. Put some guys around them.
I know.
I don't get it.
I mean, he's walking into one of the best rookie quarterbacks. He's probably walking into one of the best first overall pick situations.
Ever. And they got Owuzie?
Yep. They got Allen.
Allen, Owuzie, Everett.
And
who else they got over? They still got somebody else? No. Yes.
He walking into a great situation. Like, I just know that every play cannot be off platform. Every play cannot be on the move. You better have rhythm, better have good timing. And I've seen the plays, y'all. I know his arm talent.
We ain't saying he ain't talented.
When he ran and jumped into the stands and cried in somebody's arms.
That's
just
that.
What lost me.
Don't.
That's just what lost me. I hope.
Oh, that's another story. I don't.
I hope he do well, man. I do. I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I might have went Jaden. If you was gonna get rid of, I might have went Jaden, but
that's what I would have kept
Fields.
That's what you do.
But we know why. The GM needed to restart his own clock and then restart the clock for paying his quarterback. That's all it was.
Golly.
He just needed to restart the clock. That's it, E. That's it.
Restart.
He needed a restart. Because if it didn't go this year, it was gonna cost. He needed a restart. Because if Caleb would have went anywhere else and had an inkling of success.
Golly. Well, we're on a day two.
He wouldn't have had an inkling of a job.
Nothing. Where else? You know what I mean? Golly. Hopefully some guys go today. We got one tight end off the board. Or how many? It was one, right?
Yeah, Brett? I only saw Bowers. So we'll see. I really think it depends on the team for our guy, Jared. I mean, honestly, why not? I mean, what? Kittle's 30. Go sent 49ers. Hey, he fits. Inline tight end that can block. Bigger than Kittle. Can get in the passing game. Soft hands. More athletic than you realize at 6'6", 6'7", 250. But more than anything, we know the 49ers like to run that ball and play action. Bro, Jared is like that. You can get in that 11 personnel and really just go crazy.
So we got the Bills, Patriots, Cardinals, first three, and then Washington. Washington got two picks. They better help my boy Jaden out.
Washington got two picks in the second round?
Two picks in the second.
Man, they still got Scary Terry.
Yup.
They still got Scary Terry and who else?
McCutcheons?
That's what I'm talking about, Terry.
Oh, Terry McCutcheons and then...
Who? Say it louder.
I know, because they're going to get me.
Say it louder.
They're going to get me. Commander receivers. Yeah, man.
Who?
McLaurin.
That's Scary Terry.
Yeah, McLaurin.
They got
Crowder?
Bro, they need... Why you say it like that?
Dude, my boy Crowder been in that thing for a minute.
Bro, they need a receiver, bro. Hey, I ain't realized Deami was still was over to North Carolina. Okay.
Dang, I ain't know Crowder was still up in that thing.
And I ain't gonna lie. I didn't realize Davion was over there from Hutto. Davion over there behind Dotson. He third string.
I did not know that.
Yeah, man.
I did not.
Didn't Zacchaeus play for the Eagles? That sound. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't know Davion was over there.
Yeah, get him some help over there, man.
Yeah, they need some receivers.
Get him some help. Help your young guys out.
They need some receivers, man.
The Vikings got JJ.
Yeah, I figured that was going to happen, you know. But, yeah, I figured that was going to happen.
So is who over there, Dobbs?
at the Vikings?
Yeah, Dobbs is up there.
Come on, Dobbs. Come on, baby.
Dobbs, they not going to start. Dobbs is deemed as a backup. He's a filler.
Come on,
that's
man.
That's what they...
We done seen him do some things now.
Yeah, but didn't he get benched after he did some things?
Yeah, for who? Right. Right. For who? Nobody knows.
Yeah, we I don't know. See. I feel like they going to start that, bro.
They gonna start whoever Justin tell him to start.
They gonna start JJ, bro.
You think he gonna start?
Day one. He gonna be a day one starter.
He one of them pro styles.
He gonna be a
They like him.
He gonna be a day one starter, man.
I hope everybody do good though.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Nothing set in stone. Man, them boys getting paid, though. Them boys is getting
Did you see paid. A.J. Brown signed an extension for 90-some million?
No, I
didn't even
did
know they
not.
Had went back to the table.
He just, hold on.
The extension, 3-year extension. Hey, but my question is
didn't they just pay Davis?
Hold on, bro.
For 90 M's? Golly. I think I seen St. Brown got paid too, huh?
He talking about Davis.
What's his name?
He talking about Devontae. I'm trying to see when Devontae got paid. Yeah, he talking about Devontae. I don't know when Devontae got paid, bro. What? He signed an extension for a 3-year, $75 million extension.
Who? Devontae?
Devontae. I don't know how they didn't work this out. They didn't work it out. They didn't got, I tell you what.
They make it so.
Nah, I tell you what, QB1 better figure it out. You got two number ones over there, to be honest. You got two number ones over there. Devontae can really be a number one. You notice when AJ out, Devontae
go crazy.
Yes, he's
all the time.
He can be a number one. I believe Devontae can be a true number one. I do.
Let's say my boy St. Brown's just signed.
He went crazy.
4-year extension.
Yeah, he did.
Worth more than 120.
Yeah, he did. He went crazy. I know. And to me, I was like, dang, they
77 guaranteed.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, you just got to be somebody number one. That ought to tell you out there, y'all, for everybody that's single out there. Okay?
Boy, you have.
For everybody that's single out there, hey, if you love, you find you somebody, take care of that somebody.
Invest in them.
Yeah, that's with you, that's riding with you, take care of it. Because that's they number one.
Right.
So they say, hey, we like our number one. We're going to take care of you.
We're going to make sure you're good.
Yeah.
You feel good. You look good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I saw something speaking on that. It was an artist. This artist was playing in the lobby of a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew who he was. He was just playing. He was just in there playing, right? Playing this whatever instrument he played.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just taking tips. People wasn't paying attention to him. They was walking in. People was just giving him little tips. But this same artist commands hundreds of thousands of dollars in, like, I want to say in, like, opera settings like that.
I know what you're talking about.
And so it was like basically talking about where you are and who you around, your audience, and different values that you may get from different people.
Mm-hmm.
So be where you value that, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nah.
Not at all.
Yeah, he stayed and got paid. And they on the rise, I think.
Yeah. Nice little squad.
How long is golf gonna be good though?
We've been at it for a minute now. He gonna be good. He gonna be good this year too.
Yeah, do they go ahead and start now? They got some time where they ain't gotta start getting pieces for golf. Golf good for another, what, four?
Y'all were gonna say at least four, three. Five, yeah. Y'all was gonna say three, four.
But you like from what I'm hearing from Detroit fans, like really from Detroit, like Jordan, he don't really like golf. They don't really like golf like that. But I'm like, why? Golf is the...
Like what?
Right.
I mean, look where y'all been and look where y'all are now.
You can't tell folks, man.
I mean, come on now.
Look where they at right now and they complaining about their quarterback.
That's how it is. You know what I mean? I always want something new.
You know how it goes. But yeah, man.
How y'all feel about the draft, man? Especially that number 8 pick. Penix to the Falcons.
I like Penix to the Falcons. I do. I like that pick a lot, actually. To me, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Run the ball and y'all be all right, bro.
Yeah, stick to your game plan.
Run the ball, man.
That's why y'all drafted him?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, get him the ball, man. All these crazy weapons y'all got. Y'all better, boy, Cousins better be wheeling and dealing because I know Penix can spin it.
Oh, you. Cousins is going to have a hell of a year this year. Guaranteed.
Dallas need to go ahead and get a quarterback.
Nah, we ain't even worried about Dallas, man. Like, y'all just do what y'all do. Sabotage the season so y'all can get first pick and get Shador, and then we'll fix it from there.
They not finna let Shador not about the boy. If Shador is the number one overall pick, and then he say he ain't gonna go to that team, he got the leverage to do it. The Mannings did it.
Right. He a Sanders. He gonna do it.
It's prime time.
He go somewhere that he don't. It's
prime time.
Prime gonna tell him.
He said, I think the 49ers, the Eagles, don't let Purdy get to let Purdy get to
they're gonna
stuttering.
Be quick. They're gonna be quick. You know how it is, man. It's what can you do for me right now?
Right. Purdy, that little rookie contract finna go to piss. 400,000 thinking he about to, boy, they gonna wheeling him and deal him.
I'll be in that thing right now. Hey, man. hey.
Well, that's extended.
Come on now.
Because that's his year two.
Come on now.
So he got,
I need
he
extension.
Got three. No, three.
Lock me in. Lock me in. What we doing?
Hey, man, I think Purdy might.
What we doing? This three, this gonna be year three, ain't it?
Yeah, man.
What we doing? What more you need to see? What more right. Do you need to see? Huh? Lock me in, please.
Oh, four. Sorry. So he got two more. Man.
Lock me in. Get it done now, Purdy.
Base salary, $870,000.
It's crazy.
Next year, he got to go to the table. If they go back to that NFC Championship,
it's no question.
I gotta come sit. I'm sitting
it's
down at
no
the table.
Question.
I'm gonna sit down at the table. I ain't even gonna talk because I done already done enough. I don't need to do no talking.
What we doing?
I'm gonna just come sit down at the table. They gonna be in there trying to figure out. I'm here. Yeah, right there. That's it.
What we doing? Come on now.
Shanahan, they gonna have to figure that out. Yeah,
boy.
Man. I don't know, bro.
Boy. Yeah. Let us know in the comments how you feel about the draft.
Yeah, let us know, man.
Would you have picked anybody different in the top 10?
Let me just say this, too. Like, next year, you got to remember, I'm surprised you didn't say this. Georgia, Carson Beck is coming out. And Quinn from Texas in that class.
Yeah, I understand.
Shador better than Quinn, if you ask me. Because if you put Shador over there in Texas with
it. Come on now.
That offense.
Come on, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah.
They're going to make it to where he's going to be the first quarterback off.
Let's see what they do with Milroe, too, next year.
Melrose.
Because he struggled with the quick game and all of this, you know, the intermediate passes. He a deep ball thrower, but he really struggled with. He going to have to really develop a little bit better this year, man, I hope. But we'll see, man. Y'all chime in, bro. We gave our little 2 cents.
Our little analysis.
Yeah, it ain't nothing too deep. We just having fun with it. Then we'll be done with it.
You know it.
What will you sacrifice to be great?